delivered unto him to four quaternions of soldiers, or 16 soldiers, to watch one man, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. He was going to make a public spectacle out of him when they had the Easter service, and he was going to have him murdered. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Peter's in prison. He's in the arms of 16 soldiers here that are watching over him. Four that's side by side chained to him. He's in chains and fetters there, and he's being held like he's being held. And there's four more at the gate, there's four more at the outer gate, and then one that empties into the city. Makes up 16 that are watching him. And the scripture says, but even though he's in prison, prayer was made for him without ceasing of the church unto God for him. What does that tell us, folks, when we have someone that's in need, someone's in trouble, someone that's going through a difficult time in their hearts and their life? What are we to do? You know, a lot of times I hear people say, well, Lord, brother, I feel sorry for them. They don't need your sorrow, they need your prayers. You know, we need to learn how to be more obedient in our prayers. Verse 6 says, when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was doing what? Sleeping. Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept a prison. All those 16 men had their stations. They all had one thing in mind that was given the task to make sure that when it got daylight, Peter was still in the prison. He is still bound and waiting to hear from Herod so that when he would have him brought forth, he could make this public spectacle out of him. But you know, it doesn't matter where we are or what we're going through in our hearts and our lives. God hears our prayers. And he heard the prayers of these individuals here as they lifted up their voice in prayer for Peter. They seen what happened to James, and they was wondering what's about to take place in the life of others. And the scripture says in verse 7 here, behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Here he is, it's in the middle of the night. He's fast asleep in that prison, knowing that coming daylight that he's got to answer to whatever it was that Herod was going to do to him in his life. But the people prayed, and God reacted by doing what? He sent something. What did he send? An angel, that's right. What was the angel's job? To get Peter out of that prison, what? The scripture says that the angel smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, arise quickly, and his chains fell off from his hand. Now ask yourself the question. James immediately Herod killed, right? Murdered him. second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, them of his own accord. Who do you think opened that door, that gate? All the cities, at a certain time of night, you had to be inside the city. They closed the gate, and it wasn't open until the next morning, approximately 6 o'clock, for people to go and come. And the scripture says that when they were past the first and second guards inside the 16 guards.